The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 41. Hello there, and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. And I hope you all had a great Easter weekend, Sunday, and all that. Additionally, I'm using a new microphone and mixer, so hopefully it sounds better. If it doesn't, let me know. I can always go back to the old one, what you liked, what you didn't like, you know, so I'm looking for input on that, too. And before we jump into the rest of the show, I want to mention, too, that this weekend and last weekend, the Libertarian Party of Effingham County had an okay turnout at the fair. You know, we set up a booth there and we got to meet some other libertarians and spread the message a little bit and, you know, trying to get more people within the party. So that was pretty good. And thank you all that came out. And of course, one more thing, like I always do every week before we start the show, I want to remind you guys about the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So if you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a store tab. I want you to click on it and check out the store. Because when you do, you are going to see mugs, laptop cases, phone cases, stickers, you know, all the good stuff. T-shirts with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and also some other libertarian-esque and anarchist type symbology. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, check out that store tab. But before you do, hang around actually on the main page there at coffeebreakliberty.com. Hang around for about 10 to 15 seconds and you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter, because when you do, you're going to get a discount code for 15% off of your first order of the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So once again, that's at CoffeeBreakLiberty.com. Go to that store and then get yourself a mug. And the first topic I want to discuss in this week's episode are guns and the Second Amendment. Thankfully, here in Georgia, since the last time I put out an episode, a law has been passed for constitutional carry. Constitutional carry is now legal in Georgia. Now, if you were always, you know, pretty cool and pretty awesome, constitutional carry was always legal for you, right? But I believe it's July 1st. Some people say, I don't really know too much about that. So definitely, if you are in Georgia and you want to know about constitutional carry, go look it up, because I don't think it has technically started yet, but I have seen some people saying that it has. If you are worried about that kind of stuff, don't come back to me and say, oh, you said it was already enacted. I didn't say that. I believe it starts in July, technically. But, you know, if you're really cool, you're already carrying. Anyways, so that was signed into law recently, which, if I'm not mistaken, that makes 25 or 26 states now in the union that have constitutional carry. That's pretty awesome, guys. What I don't like about it, though, is what I mentioned several podcast episodes ago. They waited, of course. The Republicans waited, of course, until an election year to make sure that they did that. You know, just to remind you how good they are about the Second Amendment. Governor Kemp has been saying he was for constitutional carry for years. Well, now it's an election year, so he has to make sure he gets it in, just so he can remind you come November that he cares so much about constitutional carry, he waited 3.5 years to get it signed into law. It's a good thing, but it's also a joke. It's another example, another demonstration of what the ruling class thinks of you and me. They think we are rubes, they think we are dummies, and that we won't notice this kind of stuff. But we do. We're a lot smarter than they think we are. We're on to their tricks, right? We get the game. We understand what they're doing. They'll lie to you for 3.5 years about how much they care about constitutional carry. And then finally, you know, within the, you know, we got about 6 or so months until election day. So now let's get it passed. Let's make sure we get constitutional carry in there. Well, thanks, guys. It's about freaking time. It's about time that the government stopped having laws on the books, at least in Georgia, or at least a lot less laws on the books, right? For me to defend myself wherever I want to go. For me to actually rather have the ability to leave my house armed, to defend myself and the people I care about. Thank you so much, government, the benevolent government. They are so giving and granting of our rights. No, no, no. The right to protect yourself, the people you care about, that's a human right. That's a property right. Because you're protecting your property, right? Because you own yourself. We've talked about property rights before. We talked about it in the last podcast. Property rights are human rights. And I said it a few times the last podcast, and I'm saying it right now. You have a right to defend your property, and you are your own property. You're not property of the government, regardless of what the draft says. Your loved ones are not property of anybody else. They're not property of the village. They're not property of the state. They're not really your property either, to be fair. They're their own property, but you can defend them. You can defend other pieces of property, especially when it comes to a life. That's a human right. So thank goodness, right? All sarcasm included, not put aside, that the government has now gotten out of the way just a little bit for you to be able to carry a firearm outside of your house and defend yourself if you need to. Hopefully none of you do. And I think kind of as a reaction to that, what we saw then from the federal government, it happened like the same day or a day after. It happened real close to that time. I don't remember the exact time frame, but it was within a day, I want to say. El Presidente Joe Biden, Jim Crow Joe Biden, announced new rules and regulations for ghost guns. Ghost guns is the term that people use that don't know jack about firearms, but what they're talking about are these 80% build kits where you can buy a gun that is essentially 80% complete and then build the rest of it yourself. You don't have to have a serial number for that. You don't have to go through a background check for that. You can also use a 3D printer to make guns. You don't need a serial number, you don't need a serial number for that, and you don't need to go through a background check for that. The new rules that are going to be in place are going to require serial numbers for these firearms, for these kits. It's really what it is. It's just a way for them to regulate legitimate businesses like Polymer 80, and I believe the other one is JDC is the other big one. You know, they sell these 80% kits that you can make in your home. You know, they send you the parts, you do the... I mean, really, the kit is all there. You just have to finish building it. And then, boom, you've got a firearm. It's all this really is just a way to regulate them and make their business pretty much obsolete, because now I believe you would have to get a background check. I could be wrong on that, but this is kind of a way, I believe, to put them out of business. But it's also another law for them to, you know, tack on if they get you with a weapons crime. If you are charged with a weapons crime, here's something else you can be charged with. If you have an 80% kit and you made it past such and such date, or if you have a gun that you printed and you made it past such and such date and it doesn't have a serial number. It's very goofy though, right? So for the people that make these firearms, a serial number signifies when it was, the part of the serial number signifies when it was made. Well, if you don't put a serial number on it, nobody's going to know if it was made prior to the law being enacted, because all the guns that didn't have serial numbers are grandfathered in. They don't have to get a serial number on them. So it's just, you know, it's a waste of time. I think the biggest thing, honestly, is just for them to try and attack Polymer 80, and I think it's JDC is the other firm. I can't remember off the top of my head. Honestly, that's what I think a lot of it is. Also, to make it look like they're tough on gun crime. The amount of crime done with these ghost guns that everybody's so worried about isn't even measured. It's so small. It's such a small portion of crime that it's not even measured. Like, if it was a huge portion, right, you would measure it. You would be able to say, oh my gosh, 10% of crime, 15%, 20%. It's such a small percentage, it's not even measured. So this is really just more politics. Just as with waiting to sign constitutional carry-in for Georgians here in Georgia, waiting 3.5 years for that to be signed in, that's all politics. Now Biden can say, oh, look, I'm tough on gun crime. This will have no impact, I assure you, no impact on gun crime. But look how tough I am on guns and gun crime. You know, hey, like I said, it's an election year. Look at what the Democrats are doing against those evil gun lobbies. Really, you're going after Polymer 80 and calling them an evil gun lobby? Dude, there are a bunch of nerds that like to make guns in their basement and they think it's fun because it's functionally cool. They're not out there just, it's absurd, you know, the label that they put on these people. If you've ever talked to the people at Polymer 80 or, like I said, JDC, I believe is the other one. If you've ever talked to these people, you realize you're not talking to, you know, gun-toting, you know, the stereotypical image that they try to throw out there. Oh, they're just gun nuts. It's like, no, they're nerds. They're engineering nerds that find making guns and the operation of firearms really cool and interesting. That's it. That's what these new rules are going after. That's the companies that they're going after anyways, right? They're going after these nerds. Great. I'm so glad the federal government has gotten around to making these things harder for people to acquire and make and build just to go after some nerds, go after some geeks. Thank you, federal government, for once again trying to infringe on my Second Amendment right. And what you'll see, I think, in the future is Republicans will now shift back against that and say, no, you cannot require this, blah, blah, blah. And they'll do it not this election cycle, but next election cycle. They won't do it. If they do it now, they're going to wait, rather. That's what I'm trying to say. If they do do it now, they're going to do it quickly. That way, they, you know, when it comes in the election comes in November, they can say, oh, look what we did for your gun rights. Look what we did for your gun rights. Or if they don't get it done this time, they'll wait till the next time. It's all a farce. They think we are all fools, and they are playing with our rights to defend ourselves. We cannot forget this. And I'm not saying, oh, go vote Republican. No, because they're not any better, right? They waited 3.5 years to say you're allowed to defend yourself in Georgia. Longer than that, really, because it's you had to have a permit or a license or whatever for decades. They want, you know, that's the other part of it. That's the horrible part of it, right? The Democrats and the progressives, right? They are actively infringing on your rights. And then the Republicans, they've already infringed enough, they think. So they just draw back a little bit what the progressives did. Say, see, look what we did. We're defending your rights. Like, no. You all said I can't even have automatic weapons, automatic firearms if I wanted to. That was y'all in the 80s. Y'all ain't repealed that. They will lie straight to your face and tell you how in favor they are of firearms. No. We get it. We understand. Mama didn't raise no fool, right? And now for a different story. I guess even more localized, right? Out, you know, within Georgia. So this is an Effingham County story specific, and it is happening right now on my property. And I want to watch what I say, but it's going to simply turn into the government is the worst in the world. The government is just an awful thing that should not exist. I have a family that lives on my land here in Georgia, and they rent out a space from me, and they live in a camper, in a fifth wheel. Unbeknownst to me and the family that lives there, that is illegal. That is within violation of county ordinance. So a code inspector came by, code enforcement, whatever, came by and told them, while I was out of town, but told them that they have 30 days to leave. In short, the county is making these people homeless. I don't want to put any of their personal information out there, but it's not like they're living in this camper because they can afford to live in an apartment. They can afford a home. They're living in this camper because they can't afford anything else. They're living in this camper because they are down on their luck. They are trying to get by, trying to get ahead, and they just can't right now. And the county has come along and said, no, you cannot live there. You cannot live the way you are living, and is telling them they have to leave. Essentially the county. I don't know if the county next door to us, Bryan County or Chatham, allows people to live in campers like that, but I know here in Effingham County, it is now not, I didn't know this, now I know that it is not allowed, and essentially is going to make these people homeless. And this is where, you know, it really gets me heated. This is the government, you know, this benevolent government, this institution people think they need to have, you know, oh, it's government too by choice because it's democracy. Well, this democracy that so many people are dependent on, that so many people must have, You know, when they say things like our democracy, okay, when you say our democracy, this is what you're owning. This is the kind of stuff you're owning. Our democracy owns this, making people homeless. So when you say our democracy, what you mean is your democracy, because I want nothing to do with your democracy. But when you're talking about your democracy there, and you're taking self-ownership, you're taking ownership of it because you participate in it. So yeah, the democracy that you take part in, the one you take ownership of, is making people homeless. They do far worse things, to be fair. They, you know, this democracy you take part of, this one you take ownership of, it murders people all around the world. But in my county, on my property, there are county officials coming by and evicting people because they're not allowed to live that lifestyle. These people aren't bad people. They're not selling drugs. They're not abusing children. They're not getting in fights. They're not drunks. These are the people that do jobs, quite frankly, that I don't want to do, and most of us probably don't want to do either. Like, I hate doing yard work. I hate it. Some people don't mind it. These people, that's their job. They do yard work. That's their gig. You ain't going to make it rich, but you can do it. You can get by with it, but the county says you can't live this way, so now they're getting kicked out. They're going to have to move. This is another example of government, you know, the ruling class, quote unquote, taking care of everybody else, right? This is how they're taking care of, because everybody thinks the government is supposed to take care of you, right? Well, what the government's not supposed to do, or what the government is supposed to do, is get out of the way of you living your life. As long as you're not harming anybody, these people aren't harming anybody. They're trying to have a roof over their head. But the government says, nope, you can't do it this way. These are the poorest of the poor. And now they're going to be homeless. Thanks to some government ordinance that says they cannot live that way. These are the people that do the jobs that, as I said earlier, you know, quite frankly, you and I probably don't want to do. I don't like to do yard work. These people, I don't know if they like to do yard work or not, but it's what pays the bills for them. This is government run amok. This is democracy in action. Next time somebody says that, democracy in action, this is what it looks like, making people homeless. Remember that. Remember, this is what happens when you give government just a little bit of power. You know what that power comes with? To make people homeless. To kick them out of where they've got a roof over their head. To put them on the street. That's the government you all defend. I know not many people, or hopefully nobody really listening to this, but that's the government, everybody else, right? All the blue-pilled people, that's what they defend when they talk about our democracy, our government. That's the government they defend. A government that will murder people overseas and then make you or your neighbor homeless if you don't watch out. Governments that make people homeless in their own communities are unfit to exist. Therefore, they shouldn't. And before I jump off this week, guys, I want to remind you about the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab, and I want you to check it out. I am affiliated with Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting company that hosts this website and podcast. And when you look into my affiliation with them, my affiliate program with them, you would get a discounted rate with Bluehost for your website, because we should all have our own website. We should all have a website, but you'll get a discounted rate, and you will also get free publicity on the podcast, the Facebook page, the Instagram, the social, all the social media. So you're going to reach thousands of people with your new website if you sign up for your new website through the affiliate tab at coffeebreakliberty.com. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, check out that affiliate tab, and get yourself a website with Bluehost. And another reminder, guys, we love it when you guys subscribe, listen, share it with your friends. And we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and now Spotify Podcasts. So we're on the big three platforms. So go check it out. Subscribe, share it with your friends, and leave a review. The more reviews you guys leave, the higher ratings those reviews are. That's how we get up in the algorithms. That's how more people listen to this message. More people that need to be listening to this message. But until next time, guys, take care.